With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Alice at 97.3.
Hey, it's Erin Vinny. Thanks for listening to our podcast.
Remember, you can see us live every day and watch video replays at radioalice.com/watch.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Good morning, everybody. Happy Tuesday.
Good morning.
Hello. Got a big day ahead of me.
Why?
Mom and Dad are coming.
Ma!
I'm actually excited. My dad is going to flip out on Friday night. I'm doing a Christmas show with the big band.
Yes. Yeah.
Tommy Igoe's big band.
How do I get tickets again?
Throckmortontheater.com. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Just type in Throckmorton Theater, Sarah.
And for this Friday.
Right up. This Friday.
At the Throckmorton.
Yep.
8 o'clock.
In Mill Valley, yeah.
Christmas
I
songs.
I think it is at 8 o'clock.
You and Tommy Igoe.
Yeah. So, it's just, I mean, my dad is my biggest fan.
Yes, he is.
You know. My mom says she's my biggest fan, but she writes me mean things all day. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't get her.
Yeah, I don't get it either.
I don't know how you haven't blocked her.
Because she's my mom, Vin.
I know.
Despite everything, I do love her.
What?
Did you block her?
She doesn't send me stuff
Ellie's
anymore.
Not listening. Yeah, me neither.
Hold on, I gotta
look, lady,
this
you're
thing.
Not my mom.
Yeah, you don't tell me what to do.
I like you and all.
But I don't need... Well, here's the thing. As her daughter, my cross to bear is that I'm going to have to... I listen to all the critique and helpful hints for the show.
Yes. What you should do.
No.
Anyway, so your mom's coming.
Yes.
That's great.
It's going to be awesome. So anyway, my dad will be super stoked, though. I like... as I was running through some of the songs, I was thinking, oh my god, my dad is going to—he's going to freak out.
Like I love what? It.
Oh, you don't want to tell us the songs?
Oh, Christmas songs.
Yeah, just ones that he likes.
Just. It wouldn't matter if I was singing songs about.
If you were singing
I could be singing
telephone book.
Right.
You
my
could
dad
fart
would be like,
into a microphone
oh,
and he would go.
She's so great.
Right.
Oh, I love her.
Who's better than her?
Nobody.
Right.
She's your little girl. You have one of those, a daddy's little... I was always daddy's little girl. Love my daddy.
Yeah, I love my dad, too.
Yeah, I don't know, though. Early on, I don't know how it was for you when you switched over, but your mom was probably primary through most of your early...
I loved them both, but my daddy was always... I don't know, my mom was the one who put the hammer down, you know?
But when you were like...
And my dad was like...
Three, your mom was home all day and your dad was at work, right?
Right. That's what made dad so special.
Right.
I didn't have to spend all day with him.
Right.
he wasn't the one telling me what to do or what to wear and pulling that comb through my hair. The mom does... Like, there's no reward for being the mom, you know? You're the one there. You're in the trenches all day doing the stuff and then daddy shows up. I mean, I suppose in modern families that's not the case. Certainly not at my house, but it's, you know, that was how it was at my house. At my house growing up.
My mom was
my
the opposite. It was a fun time because my dad raised us.
Oh, right.
So we saw mom. It was good time.
Yeah. Hey, you guys. Let's go get ice cream. Or whatever.
Here,
smoke a
in
bowl.
My purse. Right. Okay.
Woo. I know your dad. Well, don't tell your dad.
Did I ever tell you about this one time I was smoking weed with my mom? And we were going to some theater show. With my dad and my brothers, but me and my mom were outside smoking a joint. And
how old were you?
Oh, God, I 11. Don't know. I was thinking like 14. And I freaking... I accidentally swallowed the
You sucked
joint.
It in out of your fingers?
Oh, my God. My throat was on fire.
I'll it
was,
bet. It Did was, you actually burn the inside of your throat? Mm-hmm. Oh, my
yeah.
God.
Everybody's,
it was blistered up for
everybody's
like
Everybody's done that.
I haven't done that.
You haven't pulled a roach in trying to get that last hit off
I've
it?
I pulled it in, but not, but just into my mouth, not down my throat. And it, you know, it wasn't like a burning, glowing ember.
I think my dad was walking up on us or something.
And you...
uh-huh.
Oh. So your dad didn't know that you and your mom were out in front of the theater getting stoned?
No.
That is the way to go to the theater.
Sheesh.
Let's take the edge off this.
Yikes.
Yeah, no. Me and my mom, I did get stoned with her a couple times, like, but I was, you know, much older. Than 14. Yeah. My dad was just disgusted with us.
Oh, he found out?
Yeah. Well, he was horrified by any drug use at all.
Your dad never did any drugs?
No.
Just a beer guy, huh?
Beer guy.
All right.
That's yeah.
Good.
Yeah, I guess.
Oh, my God. The weirdest thing happened to me yesterday.
Oh, what?
I was out walking Ella. And you know when two dogs come, they see each other, they start gravitating towards each other. So this boy was walking this white dog.
Big dog?
No. Small dog. But Ella's smaller. So they went towards each other. And I go, oh, I guess they're going to say hi. And I said, how are you? He said, fine. He goes, your hair is beautiful. And I said, thank you. He said, will you take it down for me? Because I had it up in a bun.
What? How old is this boy?
He was like 14 or 15. 16 at the most, but he seemed more
a child.
Yes.
And he says, will you take your hair down for me?
Mm-hmm.
What'd you say?
This is on the path near your house.
Dang, player.
Or weirdo.
Yeah, weirdo.
Oh.
All right, and what'd you say?
I said, no. He said, please take it down for me.
For me.
Please take it down for me. Listen to Hooman. Did you hear that? He's all,
I was eating something.
It was delicious.
Right.
Okay.
And then I said, no. And he just kept staring at me. I said, son, I go, where do you live? And he said, down blah, blah, blah street. And I go, what is your name? He tells me his name. I remember his first name. I was too stunned by the whole incident to remember his last
name. And did you
ask
for his number, too? Because I think he's starting to think he made some way with you.
I think you need to go home. And then he just looked at me and then walked away. And I just hightailed it out of there. And John was home yesterday. And I practically ran home. Oh, my God, the weirdest thing just happened to me. Blah, 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 blah. And John just starts talking about something else. I'm like, don't you understand what just happened to me? He's like, yeah, weirdo.
16-year-old hit on you.
Yeah, weirdo.
Yeah, he's a boy trying to figure out what works.
With a 50-year-old.
It freaked me out.
Yeah.
Like,
well, right. It was totally inappropriate. Like, no one does that.
Take my hair down?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Like, take your shirt off.
Who knows?
You
know what? Who knows where he heard that? Could be some friend told him. He saw it in a film.
He watched a girl pull a motorcycle helmet off
whatever.
Her head and shake out her glossy locks.
Like slow motion.
Right.
You know. Oh.
Who knows?
You just said, gross.
Probably
What's wrong with you?
He may have seen that on a porn.
Right.
Who knows?
What beautiful hair you have. Will you take it down for me? I'm 14. Yeah. My God.
Felt like grabbing him by the ear and bringing him home to his parents.
Hey, Ma, guess what this kid just said? That's bizarre. Oh, my God.
I hope I never run into him again.
I hope you do. Get your pepper spray ready. Kid's just a
molester
in the making.
He's just trying to figure it out. Ease up.
He didn't even say he was sorry.
Know.
I don't like it. The dudes want to talk about something else. I'm like, let's talk about this for the next hour.
Yeah.
I know. Ugh. It's already sucks kind of to be. If you're a girl walking alone. Oh, my God. Hooman and I were walking yesterday.
Yeah, we know you posted about it. Tell us everything.
What happened?
We went to the Westfield Shopping Center because I wanted to see the tree, and we had a little bit of Christmas shopping to do.
Finland under the dome.
Yeah.
Can't even hear me. Could he hear anything I just said?
No, because he has this.
Vinny?
He has his headphones off. Yeah, the Finland under the dome thing. It's sort of neat.
What did you do while you guys were out together?
Well, I'll tell you in a sec. Anyway, go ahead, Sarah.
Well, we went to Mixed Greens, but we were talking about how different it is for a dude walking around than it is for a chick.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like,
we had to walk 4 blocks.
Yeah, the long blocks, you know, the
market blocks.
To up to 8th Street for something that we had to do.
What was that?
Just a thing.
Huh. You can say it.
We can't until 9.
No, you don't. You can say you saw it, but you can't review it.
Oh, we saw Star Wars yesterday.
Right.
But we can't say anything
well,
about it until 9
I know,
9
but
o'clock.
You guys posted about it on the Alice thing. But you did. It was you and your husband and Hooman. You guys posted that we saw Star Wars.
What did we say about it?
Whose post was it?
It was on the Alice973 Instagram.
Oh, so that's you.
Yeah.
I posted it on the Alice 973 Instagram.
Yeah, right. Yeah. You that post.
Right, yeah. But we didn't post a review. We just said we saw the movie.
Yeah.
We can't say anything about it until 9 a.m.
So about the walking alone?
So just, you know, there's a lot of stuff going down on Market Street.
A lot.
Yes.
There's just a lot of stuff.
And it's so gnarly.
Good and bad.
Yeah, sure. You know, there seemed to be good things. I don't know. I didn't notice any of those, but there
mostly
was
the bad
stuff.
Well, just, you know,
I was just telling you the other day
that's so sad.
The police have really tough jobs in these cities where homeless and drug addiction seems to be so rampant. There's more of that than there are people walking the streets to go see movies.
La pee too. A lot
it stinks,
of pee.
Yep. Well, they're living
on
there.
The street. Yeah,
they're living there.
Some poo also.
Yep.
There was everything.
Oh,
I know.
Poo.
Yeah. What you gonna do?
Yeah, not to go back to that story, but I will. That the police chief was talking about when I went to that thing in Santa Cruz. He was like, they have put aside a park near the government building where they're letting them sleep. And they put, and they're staying there, the homeless.
That is where they live.
They are living there now. They have tents. All those tents you see, they're all there. Yeah. But they had to get facilities there because they're humans. They have to, they're functioning.
We have waste.
And I don't know if I told you this part. One of the days they cleared everyone out for 24 hours just to clean up. And they found 80 plus discarded needles.
Oh, needles. Right. You did say that.
Yikes. Surprise.
Along with all of the human waste and trash and that they had to clean up. And then they had to bring things in so that they wouldn't have to do that all the time.
Right.
So they had to put toilets. And I'm sure they're having to do that here. Although it doesn't smell like it. Right.
Yeah, I don't know what they're going to do. You know, I don't know what they're going to do. I don't know what they've ever done. But yeah, so anyways, we were just talking about how different it is for a girl walking down the street than it is for
you really
a
have
guy.
To be aware.
And I know, and it's and like I get that like most guys are like, who cares if that kid actually takes down here? It's the surprise factor sometimes when it comes from a source that you're like, oh, it's a little kid. Like who are you gonna turn out to be? Blah.
Yeah. And the fact that it was so close to my home.
Right.
It's like, okay, so he actually lives down the street from me.
Hooray.
Yeah.
Anyway, so we went to, we walked around Westfield. And
isn't it beautiful?
That tree is so beautiful. I put a thing on Instagram, just one little thing where I stood directly under the tree. And even as I was taking the picture, I'm like, this would be a bad time for this thing to fall.
That's what I thought when I was
big
there.
Trouble. But it is. It's super unique and really interesting. I really like that mall a lot. It's super. You can see like so many levels. Just there's these huge holes that go all the way through, and you can see to all the different stores and
has everything there.
Hooman got something for whoever his Secret Santa is.
Yeah, I got
mine. I got some stuff for whoever my Secret Santa is.
Did you get it from Nordstrom or Bloomingdale's, Hooman?
I know where he got it from.
So obviously he doesn't have you.
Yeah, no, I guess he doesn't have me. Anyway.
We separated for a bit and then got back together.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Meet you back here under the dome at noon.
Wink, wink.
Yeah, and then we walked.
So who went? You, your husband, and Hooman?
And John and Chris Kelly.
Chris Kelly was there. Uh-huh. And then I saw a few people from other radio stations.
What do you want to say about that Dolby Theater?
Oh, should I?
Yeah.
It's great.
Oh, is that your first time there?
Yeah. It's
gorgeous.
It doesn't really look like a theater from the front.
It looks like an office building.
Right. Mm-hmm. It does say Dolby up there, but it's otherwise kind of just a gray, unremarkable building. But the theater's great. The screen is great. They actually, no trailers or anything first, but they play this little thing about how cool the theater is and how, you know, the Dolby sound and
how lucky you are to be there.
Yeah. You're so lucky to be here. And they've got, it's like a black screen with a white dot in the middle of it, and it's showing the contrast, and it says, look at how black this screen is. And then it fades away to nothing. Like, it wasn't even black. It wasn't even close to black. And everyone goes, oh. Ooh. Like it was just such a it was a great theater. I'll tell you that much about the movie. The theater we saw it in was lovely.
The new Star Wars in the best movie theater in the world.
Yep.
Apparently.
Well, that must have been quite the experience.
Yes, it was, Vinny. It really was.
I'm sorry I couldn't have been there.
I'm
sorry. We missed you.
Yeah, we talked about you the whole time.
Oh, really?
If only Vinny were here.
I'm sure.
He loves Star Wars.
We really miss him. He's not a pain in the ass at all.
Well, I don't know how well you would have done. They took away our phones when we walked in.
It's hard to sit and not have your phone with you. I mean,
I do fine with that, actually.
Yeah, it's not that it's like physically hard or anything. It's just like a, you know.
You'd be surprised.
You have to have conversations.
I really only use my phone here. Like that. Once I'm home, I'm not, there's nothing.
Well, at home, you've got stuff to do. I think that's normal. But when you're out, and especially if you're, I mean, we got there, there's 25 minutes until the thing starts. Mm. And what I would have loved to have done is, you know.
Played with your phone.
Played with my phone, done some emails, read some stories, done, you know, whatever. We just occupied my time. But instead.
There you were.
There I was.
Talking about Vinny.
Yeah, right.
Yep, so, talking about how much Vinny would have loved it.
Yesterday, I went, I did some stuff in the afternoon and then went surfing in the sort of late afternoon into the evening, and all the smoke from Southern California is here. So while the sky looked spectacular with that sun behind the smoky haze,
it was quite
a
sunset yesterday.
It's the smoke.
I wonder if it got up to where I was. I mean, it didn't. Although now that I think about it, it was a pretty spectacular sunset last night.
It's the smoke. We had it all along the coastline. Crazy. And I even asked my mom as I was driving home from surf. I asked her, so are you guys getting this smoke? Because she's in Temecula area. And she goes, oh, no, not at all.
Yeah.
So it must just be pushing right
the
up the NASA coastline.
The NASA photos show it blowing straight out and then heading north. I mean, it's definitely not headed inland.
So,
and that's the deal with the Santa Anas, right? They're like the reverse
direction
offshores. From the normal.
Right.
Is that what offshore means? It blows
right
off,
exactly
it,
right.
off the shore. Because
normally
all the smog banks up against all those mountains right there.
And so normally if you have a little light offshore, it blows against the face of a wave and gives it a curl and a tube, which is wonderful. But when the Santa Anas are strong, you can hardly catch a wave. They're actually pushing you back as you're trying to paddle into them.
Oh,
they're so strong, and they're also... They're blowing spray off the top of the wave into your face in such a way that you actually are blind as you're dropping into the thing. So those Santa Anas can be nice, or they can just be too much.
Mm.
And that's the wind you're seeing push it out the sea.
And how was the surfing yesterday?
I had a great afternoon.
Did you go
so much fun?
Peter Cook again?
You know what? He was out
does
there.
Does that guy ever work?
He does. But he was out there with his wife, who also surfs.
Oh,
and
really?
So we were all out there just having a great time. Very fun.
Nice.
It was a nice evening, no doubt.
What did you do yesterday, Yuzi, besides get assaulted by a child?
John and I went to lunch.
Oh.
Over by our house.
So John was off yesterday.
He was off yesterday.
He actually took the day off.
I told him he needed to take today and yesterday off.
Does he listen to you? Did he listen?
Well, I think he wants to go to work.
Well,
I'm like, no, you can't go to work.
Does he love it so much, or is he just chasing that money?
He wants the sale.
Both.
So does he love this new life that he's carved for himself?
He doesn't like the schedule. The schedule's really weird, but he likes what he's doing.
Right.
Is he going
to
listen to
cars.
You? Is he going to listen to you?
Well, she'll find out today.
Today we are looking. We're going to go shop for couches.
Oh, yeah. You're just getting new couches. That's nice. What a nice Christmas present.
You going to get a fold-a-bed couch, or are you going to go, what do they call those, sectional? Are you going to get one with a recliner at the end?
Oh, Johnny B would love
that.
We don't have a lot of room for that, so we're going to get leather, but we're going to get a couch, regular three-seater, and then a recliner, leather recliner for him.
Oh,
that's it. I mean, we don't have a lot
already,
of room.
I can already picture him in the recliner. Do you have one now and it's just
we
all
don't.
Beat up?
It's a chair, but it doesn't recline.
Recliners are a wonderful, beautiful thing. You need
every man should have one.
But you
and
need
woman.
It. I like one that rocks because I like to rock. And then, you know, of course, the nap and the
Right. I picture him totally falling asleep
on
it.
It's a pretty beautiful thing. Well, it really is.
If you've ever put golf on and been in a recliner, that's the best sleep you ever get. There's just something so soothing about watching golf.
It's so boring.
It's so boring. It's the pace is super slow. It's
the voices.
You've done voice, that?
Oh, yeah. I have a dad. Sit in a recliner and just right out. Oh, so nice. All right. KLLC, KLLC, HD1, San Francisco, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Happy Tuesday. Let's get her done. Back in a second. It's Alice.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.